DeepEnglish.com.
Rule breakers, active listening, normal. It takes courage to go against the flow or swim against the tide. Throughout history, many brave people have made a stand, and the world is a richer place because they've dared to be different. In 16th century Italy, a young man named Galileo wanted to be a priest. His father told him to study medicine instead. It was a wise choice. Galileo had found his true calling. When he left university, Galileo created a thermoscope. It was the blueprint for the thermometer. In 1589, he became the head of the mathematics department at the University of Pisa and then Padua. There, he taught on the wonders of geometry, mechanics, and astronomy. Galileo once said, "You cannot teach a man anything, you can only help him find it within himself." At Padua, Galileo would find the courage to change the world. In 1609, Galileo learned of a new invention in Holland called the telescope. He built a superior version and used it to become the first person to see the moon's surface. In 1610, he discovered Jupiter's moons and made many other groundbreaking discoveries. Galileo's astronomical studies showed him that the Earth was not the center of the universe. The view that the Earth circled the sun was heresy to the Roman Catholic Church. Galileo was no atheist, but he did believe that science and religion were separate worlds. He once said, "The Bible shows the way to go to heaven, not the way the heavens go." It took a lot of courage for Galileo to stand up to the church, and he paid dearly for not backing down. The church sentenced the scientist to life in prison. Galileo spent the rest of his life under house arrest and died on January 8, 1642. Since then, several 20th century popes have recognized the importance of Galileo's work. He is now known as the father of modern science. Going against the flow often takes courage, but sometimes being different is just an accident of nature. There are a million plus asteroids in our solar system, and almost all of them circle the sun in one direction. Like running water, they follow the same counterclockwise path around the sun. Fewer than 100 asteroids buck this trend. These odd asteroids are called retrograde asteroids because they travel backward around the sun. A lone asteroid discovered in January 2015, named BZ, is one of them. BZ is just one of the 0.001% of asteroids that traveled the wrong way. And it is the only retrograde asteroid that crosses into the path of a planet. During its orbit of the sun, BZ twice crosses paths with Jupiter, but it never collides with the planet or the 6,000 asteroids that travel with it. Dr. Paul Weiger explained that BZ is playing a cosmic game of chicken with the giant planet Jupiter. For over a million years, BZ has been avoiding a collision. Going against the flow doesn't always work out so well for humans. Sometimes it can cost you your life. One day, in 399 BC, an old man in ancient Greece stood before the court. Socrates was on trial for refusing to recognize the gods recognized by the state. The 70-year-old was also accused of corrupting the youth. Hundreds of Athenians watched as Socrates was accused of a crime punishable by death. Socrates is now regarded as the father of Western philosophy, but in 399 BC, he was considered a public enemy and a menace to society. During Socrates' lifetime, his native city of Athens was a shadow of its former glory. It had suffered a heavy defeat by Sparta in the Peloponnesian War. It was in a period of instability and was very materialistic. Socrates believed Athens was obsessed with physical beauty and wealth. Socrates was short, stubby, had bulging eyes, and a snub nose. He was a far cry from the ideal of Athenian masculinity. The philosopher lived in poverty and believed the mind was far more important than the body. Socrates claimed to know nothing. He believed he was wise because he recognized his own ignorance. Socrates created a debating system which is now called the Socratic method. It involved Socrates asking people seemingly simple questions. He questioned conventional Greek wisdom and forced people to think logically about problems not obvious to them. The answer to Socrates' questions usually turned out to be very simple. Some people thanked him for making them think. other people became upset because they felt he made them look foolish. Many felt Socrates threatened the establishment. They thought he was an outsider who liked to rock the boat. Socrates made people feel uncomfortable. He asked difficult questions about everything and everyone. He held up a mirror to Athens and said, "Do you like what you see?" People didn't, but instead of changing things, they punished Socrates for his honesty. He was arrested and put on trial. Socrates was accused of corrupting the young through his ideas and teachings. The jury found him guilty. His accusers asked for the death penalty, but Socrates was allowed to suggest his own punishment. Socrates sarcastically suggested he should be rewarded for his actions. He then said a small fine would be punishment enough. The jury disagreed and sentenced him to death by drinking a cup of poison hemlock. Friends offered to bribe the guards and free Socrates. He refused and said he wasn't afraid of death. He would accept the law of Athens. Socrates is often used as an example of someone who refused to abandon his or her beliefs. Individuals who stay true to themselves and fly in the face of convention are not always remembered fondly by history. At the 1998 Japan Olympics, one figure skater thrilled audiences with her unconventional moves. Surya Bonaly was black and muscular and didn't match the traditional image of the graceful female ice skater. But beauty is in the eye of the beholder. The public loves Surya. She captured their imagination with her brazen attitude and bold style. But the judges weren't such big fans. Surya was given consistently lower marks during her career. Some said this was due to racism. Others said it was because Surya's skating style was so different. Unlike almost every other sport, the most athletic, powerful skaters don't always win. Falling somewhere in between an art and a sport, figure skating is judged on a mix of technical skill and aesthetic beauty. Surya was famous for her speed and power. She flew across the ice and into the air, performing jumps that wowed the crowds but were never rewarded by the judges. For years, she tried to change her style to win the artistic points, but she always fell short of gold. At her last ever Olympic performance, she decided to do things her way. She was physically a mess. She was recovering from surgery and had pulled a muscle. She was in such pain that she needed to be carried up the stairs in the Olympic Village. Her doctors told her to withdraw, but she knew that at her age, this would be her last competition, and she didn't want to end it that way. The world watched as Surya took to the ice for her final performance. She delivered an edgy and in-your-face free skate. She also amazed the world with a move no person has ever done before. Backflips in ice skating are considered highly dangerous. The move is illegal in competition because it could kill an athlete if he or she landed wrong. Throwing caution to the wind, she became the only Olympic figure skater in history to not only land a backflip in competition, but to do it on one blade. The crowds cheered, but the judges only saw a rule breaker, and perhaps worse. She finished in 10th place. People accused the judging panel of concentrating on Surya's race and not her amazing performance. Was it racism, or was Surya just not playing the game right? The ice skating world is changing. Judges now award points for power moves and even attempting a power move, but it's also still very much judged according to fixed ideas about beauty and grace. Most people are struggling to fit in, but throughout history there have always been a few who are willing to take risks and fight the status quo. They don't all win the gold, and some are even sent to prison or death, but regardless of whether they get rewarded in life, their willingness to break the rules and push the envelope moves the human race forward.